USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has authorized a military strike, which was carried out in Syria. Pentagon officials say it targeted Iranian-backed fighters. F-15 fighter jets were used in the strike against what officials say are facilities that were used by Iranian-backed militant groups in Syria. It was a response to a previous attack and was designed to deter the kind of rocket attacks that we've seen in the U.S. Green Zone, targeting the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, as well as the attack that left one U.S. contractor dead and five people injured. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled against the Democratic effort to include a minimum wage hike in President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That finding comes as Democrats prepare for House approval on Friday of the measure, which still includes a $15 minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Former U.S. Olympics gymnastics coach John Gettert died by suicide after being charged with 24 crimes stemming from alleged sexual, physical, and emotional abuse against gymnastics in his care. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued a statement confirming that authorities found Gettert's body late on Thursday afternoon after charges against him were announced. Gettert, 63, was charged with 20 felony counts of human trafficking for allegedly subjecting his athletes to forced labor of services under extreme conditions that contributed to them suffering injuries and harm. He was also charged with individual felony counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, second-degree criminal sexual conduct, and continuing a criminal enterprise. He also faced one charge of lying to a peace officer during a violent crime investigation for false or misleading statements to authorities who were investigating former Team USA doctor Larry Nassar. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Lawmakers are pushing for the damaged USS Bonhomme Richard to become an ocean reef off the Florida coast. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. The USS Bonhomme Richard is an 844-foot-long Wasp-class amphibious assault ship of the United States Navy commissioned in 1998. The ship was severely damaged by an accidental explosion during maintenance in July 2020 while docked in San Diego, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With COVID-19 numbers now declining, more fans are going out to see sporting events. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.